Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. When you don't have a connection with yourself or others, confidence goes down. This has been a hard one for a lot of people this year, because you've been, many of you, I don't know if you've been like Denise and I have been very serious about quarantine, because we both have elder parents. We want to see them. We want to go be around them. So we've been really hard about the quarantine stuff. We've been very, 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 very not out there, right? We've been mostly because I've been working for you guys, but also because we've just been like, oh, it's so important to have a positive connection, a healthy connection, that we prioritize that for ourselves and for our family. And yet, you know, that's been hard because we haven't seen our friends as much as we see our friends. We haven't traveled. I haven't been out there at seminars with you guys jumping and clapping and giving you those big hugs. So it's been like, oh, I miss you all. And that lack of connection can lead to less motivation, can lead to less confidence. So you want to feel more confident in life? Reconnect with yourself and others. With yourself, that's your morning routine. Lock in that morning routine. The more you feel connected to self, the more confident you are. But you need the time to connect to yourself, away from the email, the social media, the obligations for the kids, the family, the husbands, the spouses, the team, everything else. You need that moment where you're like, out and connecting with yourself, with your thoughts. You need time to think and to feel again. So turn off the TV, go for the walk. Put down the phone, do the meditation. Get away from the social thing 10 minutes earlier, so you can sit in the car and just think before you go home. You need more space to be thinking and connecting with self. Why is it everyone who ever had some type of, midlife crisis had to go away? They had to go away so they could connect with themselves. Why do you go to a spa? To change up your environment and lock in and feel your mind, your thought, your body once more. So build that in your life, self-connection. Second part, the most important part, we know environment dramatically shapes your confidence, the connection you have with the people around you. This means be around positive people, contribute around positive people, learn from positive people. It means create great relationships in your life. Create great relationships in your life. But let me share something with you that's so critical to your confidence, to your congruence, to your clarity. I want you all to improve this one. Simple action, simple daily, weekly, real life action. You must start sharing your real thoughts, feelings, desires, and goals with the people around you. You got to do it more often. Now, here's the thing. This happens every time. Oh, Brennan, you don't understand my spouse. He's such a jerk. If I share what I really want, oh, he's like that. Oh, you don't understand, Brennan. This person's so negative. No. Who? Why do you think they need to understand or praise you for you to share it? Stop sharing it with the expectation that they're going to accept it, cheer you on, approve. No. You're going to share it because it's your truth. You all follow? Here's where you lack confidence in life. When you won't share your truth because you're worried what everyone else thinks. That's what high schoolers do. You don't do that anymore. You're too damn old. Now you share your truth with other people and realize most of them won't get it, won't understand why it's important, won't support you, won't care, or at least won't get in your way and say anything at all. But the less you speak your truth to other people, the more superficial your connections are with them. See, people often say, well, Brendan, people don't know me. Well, whose fault is that?
Is it their fault they don't know you? Or have you actually provided consistent enough intel, congruently enough, over and over? They're like, I know that person. People in my life, they know me. They're like, that's Brendan. Because I say it, I speak it, I walk it, it's my truth. So that it's easier to connect with me because they understand me. And I think that's what's important for you too. Like, you got to speak your truth more often. Do the people around you really know what you want in life? Do they really know? And if they don't get it, that's okay. Share it anyway. But Brendan, they'll discourage me. No, they won't. They'll say words that you could interpret and mean and feel are discouraging, but you don't have to accept their discouragement, right? We learned that from the Buddha. We learned that from the Dalai Lama, that when someone goes up and, well, how do you deal with angry people? I don't accept their gift. See, people are coming up, they're trying to hand you a big pile of anger. You don't have to accept it. They're trying to hand you a big pile of judgment and labels. Here's a whole bag of labels for you. You can grab it and go, oh, cool, I don't like these labels. Or hand it back to you. You don't have to take it. This is the ultimate challenge, I believe, of our times, is genuine and authentic connection. What we are experiencing in our times is phony, superficial, soundbite connections. And that's why, while the world is supposedly more connected, we are more divided than ever, because no one's being truthful enough. We're not having a worldwide conversation that is authentic and true and vulnerable and consistent. And so we don't feel connected. And with the lacking of these other elements, someone's not being clear, someone's not being congruent. All of a sudden, it's like hard to understand people. If someone is not clear, not congruent, and not trying to create a good connection, then we're in trouble. We have to up. I want you to all, as much as it's going to hurt you this year, and I genuinely know it will, as much as it's going to hurt you, I want you to raise your standards for your relationships. I absolutely know that will be asking more of your spouse feels dangerous and crazy. Asking more of yourself as a leader feels like unnerving. Trying to be a better connected father, mother, brother, grandparent, that feels tough. But you know what? When those connections are there, you're more confident.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about, and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health, that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
We know from sociology that kids who come out of a more connected family, and I mean authentic connection, do better in school, right? We know from simple things of attachment theory of how much connection the parent has to the needs of the child alters their adult life unconsciously. Consciously, that parent that we can change, we can shift. Like lots of us didn't have ideal, perfect childhoods. So we can shift that thing as an adult mature-wise, but we carry along unconscious things too, from the degree in which we had connection as children, from the degree of which we had connection with a young, formidable relationship we had, from the degree in which we had connection with friends early on. Now, I know you know all that. So what, Brendan? So form tighter, stronger, real relationships this year. This is the year you reconnect with your friends, the ones you really like, and you hang out with them more or Zoom with them more or FaceTime with them more or text with them more. This is the time you peel back the layers or the availability that you give to people who just, you know, you don't want that connection in your life. You know what? Because you know what? Raise your hand if you know it's true. Some people aren't going to get it. Some people aren't going to get it. They're negative, they're hurtful, they're angry, they're always that way. Let life be their educator. Stop giving them so much time. For those who say, but that's my spouse, or my parent, or my partner, or so-and-so, it's like, you know what? Then again, don't let their energy penetrate yours. Don't let them stop you from sharing your truth. I remember early on, I had a neighbor, and I got to spend a Thanksgiving at this family. And this girl was sharing, she loved this musical instrument she played. She was always talking about. And every time her brother would say this awful thing to her, she'd be talking about, you know, she's going to do this thing at the school recital. Brother says awful thing. Tried this new, you know, musical thing. Brother said, like every time she shared it, the brother said something negative. And she still always shared it. Because her sharing was not stuck to his positive affirmation. I think it's so hard for people to get that, but it is a game changer. Heighten the expectations of your relationships and people go, you're crazy. I'm not saying necessarily your expectations. I'm saying the standards of how you show up in them. I want you to be more vulnerable. I want you to lead the way. I want you to make the requests. I want you to be more vulnerable and share the truth. And if they don't get it, that's okay. But if you choke that stuff down, don't speak that stuff, that is a log. The brain keeps score. Oh, because guess what? I want you to understand this. I hope you get this, guys. Your brain keeps score every time you minimize yourself. Write it down. Your brain keeps score every time you minimize yourself in a relationship. Minimize yourself in a relationship for 10 years? No wonder you don't feel good, even if you achieve so much at work or you're a good parent. Because the brain, it gives kind of similar scores. If you're like doing good in this area, but you minimize over here, that's almost like a one-to-one. They're like, good job, but you suck over here. It's like the unfortunate thing of the brain. There's not a ton of nuance sometimes, right? Our labels, the way we grew up, good, bad, positive, negative, left, right. We're so divisive in our spectrum without understanding that, you know, there's more nuance there. And that's unfortunate. So you have to understand, here's what's important. You minimize yourself 5 days in a row. You have a big win on a Friday, a big deal on Friday. You do great on Friday. Break through, get the negotiation, achieve something great. And on Monday, you show up not feeling good again. And you're like, I don't understand. I just had that great Friday. Well, the brain kept so many logs of the minimizations. You're gonna have to be congruent again into the best of who you are. And you're gonna have to do it day over day, week over week, month over month, until it grows into an authentic and a beautiful and a strong and a sure and a consistent confident. So for those of you who hope to have unbounded confidence tomorrow, hey, maybe today there was an epiphany, it was such a shift, we'll get there. Maybe it's gonna take a lot of time, and that's okay. Give yourself the grace, but also know that confidence can be summoned by some of the things we're talking about.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive,
too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.